Sally, the Soviets put a woman in space 20 years ago. How do you account for the fact that it's taken us this 20-year period before an American woman went up as part of our program?
I think that that's primarily a result of the types of astronauts that NASA was looking for in the early 60s, the beginning of the space program. Then they were looking for test pilots, people that had 1,500 hours of high-performance jet time, and there were no women that qualified for that. And they didn't accept any astronauts into the program, male or female, from about 1967 or 68 until 1978. So there was a gap of 10 years there where there were no new astronauts into the program.
You've done so many interviews. I see you laughing. I'm not sure what the laugh means. We'll get to that in a minute. I think I am sure what it means. But anyway, you've been quoted as saying it didn't occur to you to join the astronaut program or to attempt to join it until you saw that ad one day. You were at Stanford and graduate school and so forth. Given your intellectual capacity, your combination of physical skills and energy and all these things that go to make up Sally Ride, how surprised were you that it didn't occur to you before you happened to see that ad sitting up there on the wall?
Well, thinking back on it, I guess that I'm surprised that it didn't occur to me, because since I've been in the job, it's become obvious to me that this is what I really want to do.
Looking back at when you were a kid, when you were growing up in California, I'm sure there are many young women, particularly now, looking at you and saying, wow, what is a Sally Ride? I mean, where does a Sally Ride come from, the combination of qualities and so forth? Describe you as a kid, would you, when you're in grade school and high school? Try to.
That's kind of hard. I guess that I wasn't a great student. I enjoyed school, but probably no more than the average kid. And the thing that is probably the highlight of my childhood was sports, athletics. I loved being outside, and I liked climbing trees and playing softball, that kind of thing.
What about, now you said you weren't that great a student and you weren't that intellectually interested at the time. When did that change? Because you don't go on to get the kind of, you know, graduate level degrees in science and so forth without having that, you know, that excitement about that kind of learning, the fun of it. When did that change?
Well, I think that started to change in high school. I had a couple of very inspirational teachers in high school, and I really enjoyed a few of my science classes there. And I think it was as much a function of the teachers that I had for an individual subject as maybe an awakening within myself.
How disciplined were you as a kid? Uh-oh, have I hit a chord there?
You should probably ask my parents that. I was undisciplined.
You were, really?
Mm-hmm.
What would your parents say if I were to ask them to describe you as a kid? What would they probably say?
They'd probably laugh the same way. I think they're glad that I made it to adulthood.
How did they treat you as a child?
My parents were great. I think they adopted the philosophy that what I wanted to do with my life was my decision, and that included going into science. That included playing tennis when I was playing tennis, and they pretty much let me pursue whatever I was interested in pursuing.
What do you? How would you? Let me see how to ask you this. If there is a quality or combination of qualities as you look back to your childhood that kind of formed this individual of you getting to where you are now, what would those qualities be that you exercise as a child?
Well, I'm not sure. I think that that probably participating in sports had quite a bit to do with it, because I learned to be competitive, but to be competitive within a team. I think that I enjoyed team sports. I enjoyed softball and volleyball. And although tennis is the sport that I played, I think my mental makeup preferred team sports. And I think that participating in those has helped me out quite a bit in the astronaut program.
You have been quoted as saying that when you started in the jets, right, starting the flying training, that it was not unlike the experience of driving on Mulholland Drive. Now, I happened to live for a few years just about 200 yards below Mulholland Drive near Coldwater Canyon, and I see you smiling. You know the territory up there, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
For those who don't know what that means, Mulholland Drive, driving, would you tell us what Mulholland is and what that experience is like or was like as a kid?
Well, Mulholland Drive is a road in Los Angeles that's at the top of the hills that overlook Los Angeles, and it's kind of a windy road, but a road that you can drive at a reasonable speed on. and overlook the entire Los Angeles Basin, San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles Basin.
What does, quote, reasonable speed, unquote, mean?
You don't think I'm going to get into that, do you?
Well, I'm trying. But, I mean, well, I will add a little bit to that. I mean, it's a famous place where kids used to go race, quite honestly, on Mulholland, and it's one of the most dangerous roads there is to drive fast on. I mean, that's more like the truth about Mulholland Drive. What is it like flying jets? What kind of kick is it? Can you describe it?
I think it's a feeling of freedom. It's a feeling of being above the ground, being able to look out on a very wide area and yet be a little bit detached from it. It's really a neat feeling.
What do you think on liftoff they're going to record as your heart rate?
Fortunately, they won't record my heart rate. I'm not going to be instrumented at all.
You're not?
That's right.
We won't be able to.
That's right. So
to
I can
see
say
whether
any,
you're right.
I can say anything I want to about it.
That's no fun. I'm going to talk to those guys and see if we can get your heart rate to find out how high it jumps.
No, they only have the instrumentation channels to record the heart rates of one person on our flight.
Oh, only on one.
Mm-hmm.
Sally, you're going to have some fun up there?
I think so. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Have a ball.
Thanks.
See you when you get back.
Okay.